Listener Production.
Hey there, Tara Cassidy with you. It's been revealed the drivers who died in the fiery crash in the southeast Burnham overnight were two 17-year-old boys. One teen was driving a ute, the other a sedan, when they collided head-on, bringing the state's road death toll to over 100 for the year. Police are also investigating a serious truck and motorbike crash at Griffin last night, which has left an 18-year-old rider in a critical condition. Meantime, on the Gold Coast, officers are appealing for witnesses of a violent assault at Masthead Way, Hope Island, Saturday night, with a Gold Coast man now fighting for life in hospital. Vouchers for swimming lessons are the latest announcement in the state budget sneak peeks. $150 vouchers will be available to parents and guardians with healthcare or pensioner cards for children under four. The Premier says even though it may only cover a few lessons, it will make a difference.
This is for our most vulnerable. We've had to target it. It's cost of living pressures, and we'll see how it rolls out.
Urban utilities workers who ensure locals have clean drinking water are striking today, pushing for better pay and work-life balance after failed enterprise bargaining agreement negotiations. And another hazy day for Brizzy, with planned burns scheduled for Changing Mountain bushland Colo. Council says Colo, Mount Crosby, Anstead and Pullenvale areas will notice the smoke most, causing haze until at least tomorrow. People with breathing or respiratory problems are being told to stay indoors. To sport, and a huge blow for New South Wales today, with superstar playmaker Latrell Mitchell ruled out of Wednesday's Origin opener due to a calf injury. In Titans camp, front rower Jamin Joliffe is eyeing off a return from a pec injury, and it could be as early as this weekend against the Rabbitohs, after being given the green light by his surgeon to begin full contact and wrestle training. And in AFL, the Lions slipped to third after a 17-point loss to the Crows yesterday. Coach Chris Fagan admits they were wasteful.
But accuracy in front of goal, there were some easy shots that we missed.